Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English, or LTE TV. My name's Pauline, so glad you joined us today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. It's so good you're back to learn with us. Today's topic is language.
And today's title is, How do you say that? How do you say that? What happened yesterday? Can we review ASAP?
Oh, sure. We're learning words like this. That means as soon as possible, so very quickly. And we learned DOB, which means date of birth.
And all of you are VIPs. You are very important people to us. We look forward to practicing with you today. But first, let's start by practicing reading. Here is Peter.
James is reading a newspaper article about the President of the United States of America. The President is sometimes called POTUS because POTUS is quick to say. In English, we often replace words with letters. TV means television, and a personal computer is a PC. Do you know any more examples?
We will be learning some more important words just like yesterday.
I think these are really good to know. We are learning good words, but it is also important, it's an important way to think about English.
Sure, English is very different, so this will help you think in a new way and maybe help your spelling. That's important too. Well, let's get started. Here's Christina to help us with our keywords.
Hello, 我们今天要讲的是英文的缩写。首先 James 说他在读一篇关于 POTUS 的文章。这是什么呢? James 说 POTUS is the President of the United States of America. 他就是美国总统的意思。名词总统是 President。James 觉得说成 POTUS 快多了。POTUS is just quick to say. 形容词 quick 就是快的。Taylor 说他们常常使用缩写，比如他们常常会把电视说成 TV 而不是 television. We often say TV, not television. 所以名词 television 就是电视。另外还有很多人每天都会用到的个人电脑，那就是 personal computer. 形容词 personal 就是个人的。I use my personal computer every day.不过现在我们几乎听不到有人说 personal computer, 大家都是用缩写 PC. PC means personal computer.
Hello, James. What are you reading about?
Hi, Taylor. I'm reading an article about POTUS.
Who's POTUS, James?
POTUS is the President of the United States of America.
All right. POTUS means President of the United States.
Yes, Taylor. POTUS is just quick to say.
We do that a lot in English. For example, we often say TV, not television. Okay, so we start off, James is reading something. What is James reading?
Well, he is reading a newspaper. Do you read the newspaper? What is in the newspaper?
Well, news is in the newspaper, of course, things that are happening in the world.
I look at the newspaper to find out what the weather will be like and sports scores. I love finding out who won the game last night.
I also like reading the comics, the funny parts. Well, James is reading an article.Articles are in the newspaper and magazines. They are short bits of writing about something.
So what is the article about?
He is reading an article about POTUS.
POTUS? Is that someone's name?
No. Well, sort of. POTUS is the President of the United States of America.
Oh, okay. So President P...Of O-T, the United is the U, States is the S of O, America, A?
Well, yeah, pretty much. So I guess it's a mouthful to say President of the United States of America. Whew. So it is faster to say POTUS.
POTUS. Okay, POTUS is just a quick way to say it. But we won't say P-O-T-U-S.
Quick means fast. So you can say POTUS fast. If you run fast, we can say you are quick.
Okay, and for our English students, we use these two words a lot, fast and quick. But remember, let's say you want to say, go faster, go faster. When we use the word quick, we say, go more quickly, more quickly.
Okay, do we have any more examples of words like POTUS?
Well, come to think of it, we have more. For example, we often say TV, not television.
Oh, right. We talked about that yesterday. And the phrase, for example, is also a good one to know. So here's Christina to help us with that.
Taylor 说我们英语里常常用到缩写。比如说我们常常会说 TV 而不是 television. For example, we often say TV, not television. 我们来学句首的For example, 名词 example, 重音在第二个音节，读成 example, 它是例子的意思。我们可以学一下它的用法，比如我觉得朋友家的规矩很多。For example, you have to be home before 10 p.m. 比如说晚上十点前要到家，或者这家超市的东西好便宜。For example,These potatoes are only $2.99. 比如说这些马铃薯只要两块九毛九美金。这些是 for example 的用法。
Thank you very much, Christina. Well, we do a lot of fun things on this show. For example, a short break. We'll be back right after this. See you soon!
Welcome back from the break, friends. Peter, I have a question. I know the leader of a country is often a president, but there are also presidents of companies. Why are some leaders presidents?
Well, okay, so this is like the top, the biggest leader, but they are chosen for this job. The country chooses this person to lead, so they are the president.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, we are learning a lot today, friends. Let's keep learning with Conversation B.
Yes, TV means television. I knew that one.
Let me think. What other ones should you know?
This sounds like a game. What does PC mean, Albert?
C means computer. But what does the P mean?
Personal. PC means personal computer.
Right. What does LOL mean?
Laugh out loud.
Or lots of laughs.
Our friends finished talking about POTUS, and now they are talking about other examples. For example, TV.
Oh, yeah, TV means television. We all know that. I think Rebecca knew that, too, but she has an example sentence for us to use. Let's go to her now.
Hey, friends, let's have some fun and learn today's use a tip. Today, you're going to learn how to use the word one in a sentence. For example, I pick that one. Well, here's another example.James likes that one. Friends, this is very useful for English students. So, what should you do? Make sure you go out and use it.
Thanks very much, Rebecca.
Well, friends, when you know the answer to some question, you can say, oh, I knew that one.
Let me think. Peter, did you know that dogs can smell really well?
I did know that. I knew that one.
Did you know that zebras can type on computers?
Oh, I knew that one too.
No, you didn't, Peter. I made that one up. It's not true.
I knew that one because that's today's
calendar phrase.
I knew that one.
I knew that one. 我知道那个了。
Did you know that TV means television?
Yes, I knew that one.
And PC means personal computer?
Yes, I knew that one.
And LOL means laugh out loud?
Yes, I knew that one. What about VIP?
Very important person.
No, very important person.Puppet.
That's funny.
Yeah. LOL. Yeah.
I knew that one.
I knew that one. 我知道那个了。
I liked that calendar phrase. Ooh, and I like what Taylor says. She says, let me think.
This is like saying, I need a moment to think, or letting someone know you are thinking about the answer or something like that.
Peter, are you free this weekend?
I don't know. Let me think. Oh, sorry. No, I'm not. So what other words are like TV that we should know?
Oh, well, we all know PC. This is your computer.
Yes, it's your personal computer, PC. And we usually have two different kinds, a laptop and a desktop.
Okay, well, sometimes when I am typing on my computer, I see LOL. What is that?
Oh, well, we type that when we think that something is funny. It is like we are laughing.
Ah, I get it. Well, let's learn more about it with Christina.
Albert 说 LOL 就是 laugh out loud, 大声笑出来的意思。这个 laugh out loud, 句尾的 loud 是当副词用，修饰动词 laugh, 表示大声的笑。原来 loud 可以当形容词，也可以当副词用。比如说 ,your music is too loud, 这就是形容词的用法。其实英文里还有一些形容词是不必加 ly 就可以当副词的，像是 fast 快速的，比如当形容词就说 he is a fast runner， 当副词就是 he runs very fast。还有就是 late 晚的，形容词 he's late again， 副词就说 I got up late today。其他同时可以做形容词和副词的还有 high, low, hard 和 early 等等都是。
Thanks, Christina. Hey, Pauline, do you type LOL a lot?
Well, you maybe know this, Peter, but I laugh a lot in person. So when I am typing, yes, I write LOL a lot too.
Okay, that makes sense a lot. Well, I don't use that one. I don't know. I just don't like it. So I type HAHA, which just means ha ha, like I'm laughing.
I do that one too. I like that.
I think you use all of them, Pauline. Well, friends, now it's time to review. Let's take a look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. President. President. A president leads their country.
Quick. Quick. My dog Ben is quick at catching balls.
Television. TV.Television. TV. Let's watch television tonight.
Personal. Personal. This is my personal phone.
PC. Personal computer. PC. Personal computer. Haley can do her homework on her PC. Okay, friends, those are your key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson together one more time. Hello, James. What are you reading about?
Hi, Taylor. I'm reading an article about POTUS.
Who's POTUS, James?
POTUS is the President of the United States of America.
All right. POTUS means President of the United States.
Yes, Taylor. POTUS is just quick to say.
We do that a lot in English. For example, we often say TV, not television.
Yes, TV means television. I knew that one.
Let me think. What other ones should you know?
This sounds like a game. What does PC mean, Albert?
C means computer. But what does the P mean?
Personal. PC means personal computer.
Right. What does LOL mean?
Laugh out loud.
Or lots of laughs.
Well, there are so many useful words that we should know, especially if you type on the computer in English. Let's talk about some of them.
Well, before we talk about them, though, we should say this is for conversations with friends, casual conversations, not like homework or an important paper.
Right. Or if you write an email, you probably won't use these. So, TTYL. This means talk to you later. It's like saying goodbye. Goodbye, talk to you later. TTYL.
I don't know. Okay, I know. You're right. But I don't know is another one we will shorten to IDK. It means I don't know.
Oh, that's a really good one. Or BRB. Let's say you're talking to a friend. You have to go somewhere, but you'll be right back. You say BRB.
That's a good one. Let's see. BTW. Do you know what that one stands for, Peter?
Oh, I do know. This one is by the way. So BTW, I will be a little late. By the way, I will be a little late.
Good one. Okay. Ooh, thanks. We all know what that word means. Sometimes people shorten it to THX.
Oh, yes. This is also a very good one when you just need to say it quickly. THX.
There you go. Well, friends, we hope this chat helped. Now let's join Ginger and James for their chat.
Hey, James. What are you reading?
I'm reading an article about POTUS.
POTUS? Is that a new sport?
No.
A new food?
No. POTUS is a quick way to say President of the United States.
It's quick?
Yes, try it. First say President of the United States.
President of the United States.
Great. Now say POTUS.
POTUS. POTUS. POTUS. POTUS.
See?
Yeah.
See, that's faster.
Yeah, sure is. And it's more fun. POTUS, 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 POTUS.
Okay, okay, Ginger, that's enough.
POTUS, POTUS, POTUS. Hey, does POTUS have a TV? Does POTUS have a PC and a DVD?
Of course. He's the VIP.
Yeah.
TVA. Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm just looking at a basketball schedule on my phone. Some of the games are TBA. Do you know what that means?
In English,
you can take the first letter of each word in a phrase to make a new word. For example, TBA. That means to be announced. These abbreviations are easier to remember than complete phrases. We use them all the time in English. You can go to a website and see FAQ. This means frequently asked questions. Or you might see AKA. That means also known as. There are many, many more. Sometimes these abbreviations are said letter by letter, like TBA or FAQ or VIP. But sometimes they're said like a word. If you read about space, you might see the word NASA. It is said NASA, not NASA. Or if you're reading about world news, you may see WHO. That is the World Health Organization. Some people may spell it WHO, but most people just say WHO when they're talking about it. And an organization that helps animals is PAWS. How many abbreviations do you know?
Welcome back, VIPs. I hope you are LOL learning about these words. We use abbreviations like these a lot, often when we text. I use NP for no problem and TY for thank you. Hope you can have fun with these words. And just FYI, for your information, you can find out about more online. See you next time. Bye.
Well, friends, these are all really fun, and there are so many. One that's really fun is GG. This means good game. Let's play, say you're playing a game online and you lost or you won, you can say good game. That's a good sportsman. GG.
That is a good one. Ooh, this is another similar one. It's not exactly the same. It's not a whole phrase. It's just the shortening of a word. People can change to PPL in a casual conversation.
Right. I will use that one too. PPL, people. Well, thanks for joining us today, and make sure to come back again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.